That was a good description. You ain't never heard of it. I didn't think of that. Yo, damn, I ain't even high no more. But this particular time, I took a drink, and then I did what I do, and I sat there, and I waited for the warm feeling and the lightheadedness, because, you know, I like to feel lightheaded. I like to feel dizzy. And it didn't work. I said, okay, maybe I'm doing it too fast, because, you know, we become scientists, so I'm saying, okay, wait a minute, let me slow down. Let me put my right foot in, put my right arm, and do the hokey pokey so I can get the right, turn myself around so I can get the right feeling. Did it again, and nothing happened. Something ceased to work. Something ceased it from working. It wasn't me, because in and of myself, I'd be there right now. But something, come on, stay with me, something happened. And it didn't work. And I looked over at my friend, and he was just getting started, and something, listen to me, I'm in the midst of getting loaded. I just took one. I told you I got some stuff in my system. And something, friend, said, go home. I said, It said, go home. And all of a sudden, I told my friend, call me a cab, I'm ready to go home. And he blew out whatever he blew out and swallowed whatever he swallowed. And he looked at me and said, are you serious? Are you sure? And I said, yeah, I want to go home. Now, I don't know about you, but it was nothing I did. Because we was just getting started. We had everything. Everything. And he called me a cab and I went home. And I started to cry, and I laid there, and I broke out in sweats, and I tried everything, because see, I'm a quaalude. I want something to bring me down because I'm too high, and then I want something to bring me up because I'm too down, and I'm always shifting and lifting, heart skipping beats and palpitating and arrhythmia, and all of a sudden, I'm doing all these things to my body. I'm 80 pounds. I've never had kids. I'm 28 years old, and now all of a sudden, that's not even working. I hadn't even gotten to the causes and conditions as to why I was getting loaded. Isn't that what everybody does in their 20s? We call it partying. But nothing's worse than being at the club and nobody's there and the DJ done took down the disco ball and he done took all his chords like they broke down the band and you still in there trying to get your groove on by your damn self and everybody's gone. See, that's what stopping feels like in the beginning. Like, wait a minute, everybody's somewhere and didn't nobody tell me where everybody is. So I went to a hospital a couple days later, and I was living by myself, and my mother and I were really, really close, believe it or not. And I called my mom, and I just went on and confessed to her, Mom, I've been getting loaded for a long time. She knew it. But she knew something was wrong, but she didn't know exactly what. So she took me to a hospital, and I thought they were going to give me a good shot of some good, you know, Percocet, Percodan, Demerol, Michael Jackson, and Tito. I don't know. They was going to give me something to bring me. I just wanted to get, because I'm tweaking, I'm tripping, I'm drunk, I'm high, but it's not working. I'm doing the robot. I'm like, ah. Anyway, and nothing worked. And all they gave me was some damn Tang and some crackers. I was so hot. I was hot as fish grease. I was like, that's all y'all got, right? All these drugs, and that's what you're gonna give me. But they let me come down, and then a guy comes down with a clipboard, and he has a white jacket on, and he looks at me, and he's looking at my little, I guess they took the blood and the urine and all that, and he looks and he says, oh. He said, look like you've been busy. Literally. I was humble. My mom's standing by the bedside. He says, well, how long have you been getting loaded? And I don't know what I told him. I probably made up something, and he said, oh. He said, well, I think that you may need to go to these people. And out of his white jacket, he pulled out a directory for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'd never known about alcohol. Now, I called the other fellowship hotline because it was easy, 1-800-COCAINE. It was easy. That was, I mean, if you're dumb, you could call that. That was back in the day. I'm sorry to say that on the AA people thing. Sorry. But that's, I would call them and get loaded. I'm like, so what y'all be doing in the meetings? You know, that's what I did. But I had never been introduced to the rooms, ever. And then he gave me that, and they released me. My mom took me back to her house, because I was too scared to go home. And we sat down with that directory. And I don't know if y'all say codependency ain't good. My mother was great for me at that time, because she sat down and was, let's go here, and let's go to Cedars-Sinai, and let's go to Beverly Hills, let's go to Brotman Memorial Hospital, let's go to this meeting. And she's like, she was my road dog for my first.